At the moment, there's a service which means that someone can come to either of the two schools, say, for example, in Belfast and that's the Finn Valley College, or St. Columbus, or they can come and visit the children and the parents in their own home. Or actually, I believe at the moment, even in primary schools, that the service can person can come and actually sit in the classroom and observe. So this has now been withdrawn from the likes of Belfast and Ulster and some of the other towns like Dunmow, Killybegs, and that's going to be centred in Donegal Town.
What impact do you believe this will have? Why was this service so important?
Well, the first problem is that the school has been notified by email today. There's been no consultation, no discussion, no nothing, and there is no person to contact within the department to query or to maybe make suggestions as how this service could be continued.
And this has come as a great surprise to everyone involved, not least the teachers.
Absolutely. It doesn't seem to make sense. This is mental health services is something that obviously we're dealing with the most vulnerable in society. We know where stress and anxiety can lead to suicide, can lead to slow development, it can lead to people falling behind in their classrooms. And, you know, what teachers have to do every day is not just about teaching. Actually, they're like social workers. There's all sorts of things being observed every day, and they try to do their best. But every now and then a pupil comes to the attention of a teacher and they need support here. The support is there, but now what they're saying is you know, you have to take the classroom over to Donegal Town or Letterkenny. This can't be rolled out in just two centres. These people from the mental health services go around the county, they do it by appointment. Look, and if there is savings to be made, they can be made. They need to go to people like Mayor Scully, the principal in St. Columbus, and other principals, and sit down and discuss it with how this service can be run out, and yet at the same time make cost savings. But the one thing you can't compromise on the service, you have to go and meet these pupils, maybe along with their parents and along with the teachers. So, like, this needs to be stopped. But unfortunately, it's a bit like the Marley ambulance service. It's just been cut now, no consultation, no nothing.